more than one person's been on my program, and we've talked about, well, all different types of natural things that people can use. And I think it's always good to at least go that route at first if you can. And so there was an article that I read about a man by the name of Dr. Michael Lewis. He's the director of Brain Care Clinic in Potomac, Maryland, and founder of the Brain Health Education and Research Institute. And he's been looking at doing some different things to help people that have had brain trauma or just many different issues. And he's come across some similar findings that others have said as well. And so he's joining me today. He's somewhere in Maryland, I believe, driving around Maryland, probably on his way to another appointment. How are you doing this morning, Doc?
I'm doing super. And you?
I'm doing great. Now, how long have you been practicing medicine?
I guess 25 years now.
So you're not even practicing anymore. You're an expert now. You're kind of an expert. And how long have you been involved with the Brain Health Education and Research Institute?
Well, I spent about 30 years in the Army, and my last 5 or 6 years, I got involved in research looking at nutritional ways to help our soldiers recover from traumatic brain injury. And when I retired about 6 years ago, I started the nonprofit and eventually ended up getting back into patient care and seeing patients about 4 years ago.
Fascinating. And so how did you stumble across, we're going to talk about CBD extract and omega-3s and those kind of things. How did you find out about those things benefiting people?
Well, when I was teaching at the military's medical school in Bethesda on the grounds of Walter Reed, you're around wounded warriors all the time. So you start to think, well, what is it that I can be doing to help our soldiers recover from injuries? And I kind of saw two and two and two and put all those together and came up with an odd number, and went to the head of research and said, is anybody looking at omega-3s like you would get from fish oil to help people recover from traumatic brain injury? And the answer was, no, why don't you? And that was a bit of a career changer, but it has set me on the path that I've been on for the last 10 plus years.
And then also you found that, I guess, that agricultural hemp, and is it also marijuana? Is that the combination, the compounds that form the CBD?
Well, actually, so let me explain CBD. So CBD is short for cannabidiol, and it's really the more medicinal part of the cannabis plant. And the cannabis plant has sort of two basic areas. There's, of course, the marijuana side of things with THC and so on. But when you get CBD derived from hemp, hemp is considered food. There's no or very small trace amounts of THC, but basically no THC. So hemp can't make you high. It's not psychoactive. And so because hemp is food, when you extract CBD oil from hemp, it's considered a nutritional supplement. And really started to get into it about 2 years ago and have found that it's really accelerated the recovery of my patients, my head injury patients. They say that fish oil stuff's really good, but that CBD has been life-changing.
And what is it you think that's in the, I mean, do you know why that works for people? I mean, what is it that's in there that it works so well with people?
Well, we do, and it's relatively new, our whole understanding of this. And what we know over the last very few years is that it's really about our own body's endocannabinoid tone, our endogenous cannabinoid tone. And so we have these receptors in our brain and throughout our body, particularly in our immune system. And those receptors, we make our own chemicals to interact with those receptors as well. So we used to call them endorphins, right? When you get a runner's high or so on. Well, we now know that's our own endogenous cannabinoid system. And interestingly enough, nature gives us a way to interact with that system as well through the cannabis plant in particular. But a lot of other things. I mean, diet, exercise, the cannabinoids, our cannabinoid system controls how we think, how we feel, and how we react. And so it's really important in stress.
And so this could work for people that have had head injuries, but also maybe in our society too, you know, people that are have emotional issues. You know, what I've noticed in the last 20 years, it seems like, and maybe they're just making us more aware of it, but it seems like there are more people that seem to be kind of chemically imbalanced. And does something like this, would something like this help in that regard? Where, go ahead.
Well, what we're finding is that cannabinoid system in our body is actually really the best way to describe it is we want to get more balanced in our cannabinoid tone. And so when we're out of balance, just like anything else, whether it's omega-6s and omega-3s or whatever, when we're out of balance with our cannabinoid tone, that's when we have problems, whether it's anything from overeating and obesity to chronic pain, irritable bowel syndrome, all kinds of issues that when we're out of balance in our cannabinoid tone, the best way, you know, that's why when you exercise or eat right, you can kind of bring that back into being in balance.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the cannabis plant, and particularly hemp, helps us with that as well in a much more direct way of interacting with those receptors.
And so this has an effect not only as far as for post-trauma, people that have been through a physical thing, but the mental part of it as well, and overall brain health. And now you also mentioned in there that it can help with pain as well, because I know a lot of people will take, you know, will smoke marijuana with the THC in it, and they do that to obviously relieve pain, and maybe it works very effectively in that respect. But you don't feel that the THC is necessary?
I in my experience, it's not. I you know, there is some medicinal value of the THC. I'm not going to say that there isn't, but really the very, very large majority of the medicinal value, not the recreational, I want to escape and value of THC, but the medicinal value of the cannabis plant is really with the CBD.
Okay. And so when a person, let's say a person were to take this natural CBD oil, is that just something that you take a little bit every day, or how does that work?
Well, the more out of balance you are, the more you're going to feel the improvement when you create that right balance. And so somebody that needs to be brought back into balance is going to benefit more from CBD. But the interesting thing is, because it's a very natural product and it's been around and been used for 4,000 or 5,000 years, we know that even if somebody's in balance and you take CBD, there's no side effects. You may not notice or feel a difference, but there's not going to be the side effects either. But the person that really needs it is really going to notice the difference. And so in that way, and something that nobody's really asking the question, you kind of asked it, is basically, is there a role for CBD in prevention? And I don't think anybody's really looked at that. I think that there would be, but I've not seen any research, because basically research is just getting started on CBD and cannabis because of the issues with the federal government and so on over the last 70 plus years.
You know, I've had people tell me that have swore to me that there was I don't know if it's a cannabis oil or if it's a certain marijuana, but people have told me that they felt like they were healed from cancer by taking a certain, I don't remember what the brand was. And then I've heard many amazing things, and some people will tell me smoking reefer, and I'm not trying to laugh at it, but maybe there's something they gain out of that as well. But to me, I think back in the days, I never did this, of course, Dr. Lewis, but I knew some people that might have just did it so they could, you know, be a little wasted. But there are, even in the reefer of the marijuana of today, I should say, that's different than what it was years ago, isn't it?
Well, it is. And so when you and I were kids, if you smoked a street joint, the amount of THC and the amount of CBD was very different. It was much, much more balanced. There was much less THC, much more CBD in your typical street marijuana. And I want to separate that out from the idea of, you know, with states that have medicinal marijuana dispensaries and stuff. It's becoming a lot more controlled, of course. But today's joint is much higher. I mean, because people want to smoke marijuana because they want to get high. And so what people have done is they've bred the THC up as high as 35, 40% in the plant. And more importantly, they bred the CBD out of the typical cannabis plant because you're not smoking marijuana recreationally to be balanced. You're typically smoking it as an escape, to get high, to get that euphoria.
Right. And so some people swear by that you need the THC in there, but I've also talked to other doctors who say that really it's not necessary. So what you're saying kind of echoes from what I've heard before. Now, what I thought was kind of interesting is I'm reading more about the information. You've had several patients, but you've had people with very severe brain trauma that there was a specific story about a boy named Bobby, a 17-year-old high school student.
Yeah, so it's actually 8 years ago now. Bobby was in a really bad car accident, and basically the parents were told, pull the plug. There's no meaningful chance of recovery. He's never going to come out of a coma. And the parents, out of desperation with their only son, somehow got in contact with me, and I advocated to the neurosurgeon, you've got nothing to lose. Let's try saturating Bobby with omega-3s from fish oil. And we were using, you know, upwards of 30 grams a day. It would be the equivalent of taking anywhere from, you know, 30 to 60 capsules of fish oil a day. And the short of the story is Bobby went to his high school graduation 3 months later and was home within 4 or 5 months from the hospital. And fast forward about 5 or so years, as I started to learn about CBD, I got him started, finally convinced him to try it. And he subsequently, within about a month, he stopped taking his antidepressants. His anxiety levels improved so much so that he actually moved out of his parents' house, got an apartment with friends as a full-time job. And he's doing stand-up comedy in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So I think his anxiety levels are pretty under control.
Yeah, he's come a long way. That's amazing. And of course, it's all natural, so there's nothing that's going to, you know, people are sometimes afraid, what side effect will this have on my body? And you don't feel like there's any side effects?
Well, I'm not going to say there's not any side effects, but the side effects of THC are very well known and not always so good.
Right.
But right now, as far as we know, there's not been any side effects associated with CBD. Doesn't mean that there may not be, but there's never been any described, and hopefully it'll stay that way. I'm trying to think of the best way to put it, but the amount, the safety margin, I guess is the best way to say, of CBD is tremendous. You could take 1,000 times more than what you should ever take, and it's still safe. You're not gonna have a problem like if you were to dabble with, say, cocaine or heroin or even alcohol. And we see, you know, how many deaths do we see from alcohol poisoning in teenagers who are trying it? And so there's certainly there's this huge safety margin of CBD that is really unparalleled.
So, you know, when you were talking about this Bobby who had this traumatic brain injury, and then it's a lot to overcome. And I look at, like, you know, in the NFL, you have all these players that have concussions time after time and again. Do you think your product would help people that have had multiple concussions?
Well, I'm making a little bit of headway. I know there's a couple of teams. I've gotten to know some of the doctors, and, you know, each of the teams is individual. It's not this monolithic NFL. And so I've been able to make some headway with a couple of teams, and that they're using omega-3s on a pretty regular basis. And I've certainly been able, at least one of the teams, get the doctors to think about you know ramping up on higher doses of omega-3s after somebody's had a concussion type of injury. And so that seems to be making a big difference with that. I'd love to be able to see it across the board with the NFL. And I think a lot of players are starting to use CBD and marijuana as well to help relieve the pain and keep things under control. So I think that's the direction we're going. I think we could do it better. I think we could do it more universally and more safe. You know, the World Anti-Doping Agency that does all the banned substance testing for the NFL and FIFA soccer and Major League Baseball and so on, they actually, as of January 1st, no longer test for CBD. They consider CBD so safe, they're no longer testing it and took it off of the banned substance list.
Well, that's a big step. That is a big move forward, and it's good to hear that there is something that, you know, I just see that there's so many things that people take as far as, you know, and some medicines may be better than others, but it seems like generally most drugs are going to have a much bigger effect on your body in a negative way down the road, and you can really only stay on most drugs. And to me, it's always been, if you can go the course of the natural, do you agree that way as well? Have you noticed that as being a doctor all these years?
Well, I'm a very traditionally trained doctor. My father was a surgeon. I went to a traditional medical school. I, you know, spent 30 years in the Army, and I have become very much an anti-pharmaceutical doctor, in that one of the first things I do when I'm evaluating a new patient is look at the medications, the pharmaceuticals that they're on, and try to figure out, are there ways to get them off of those medications and on to something safer nutritionally? And it always gets back to the foundation of eat right and exercise and sleep well.
Mm-hmm. That certainly helps. And then there's maybe certain things we're just not getting in our diet. And some people are concerned also about, well, maybe the foods that we eat aren't quite as healthy for us as maybe they once were. Maybe some of that is changing. How do you feel about that?
It's funny. Sometimes in a lecture, I'll put up a slide, and it talks about how the nutrient deficiency of our food supply, how bad it is, because the soil has been depleted of all these micronutrients. And it was from some Senate testimony, I believe, in like 1934. So wow. You can imagine it's not gotten a whole lot better since then.
Do you think that because I spoke to another man who was out of Chicago, and he talked about the lack of omega-3s in our diet is causing a lot of people to be unbalanced. And this is why maybe we're seeing more unbalanced behavior going on in our society, especially in the last 20 to 30 years. And he told me that part of the reason his company believed that things have changed, because the way cattle, we used to get a lot of our omega-3s in cattle when they were grass-fed. And he said they changed that in the last 20, 30 years, and we're not getting... I mean, do you think in any way that contributes to what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. And there's actually some pretty good studies and articles in the medical literature that support that. And the real big change was around 1970 with the advent of the farm bills and the idea of, like, how do we grow the most calorie-dense, easy-to-grow foods? And that was really the advent of corporate farming, and where we paid farmers to grow soybean principally and corn. And so we lost that diversity of what we're growing. And the amount of soybean oil that is consumed in the United States since 1970 has gone up something like 1,600%. It's gone up. Wow. And it's probably been higher. The last data I saw is really almost 20 years old now, and so I'm sure it's probably gone up, maybe leveled off. But that's the source of.
I'm sorry.
It's shelf stable. It's able. You're able to process foods and keep things on a store shelf with soybean oil because of the omega-6s. Whereas omega-3, which are very pro-inflammatory, So omega-3s were meant to balance those omega-6s, but omega-3s are not shelf stable. I mean, you put a fish out in the sun for an hour, it's going to spoil.
It's not going to smell too good either. It's not gonna,
yeah.
I probably won't have it for dinner, I'm guessing, as well. So if somebody,
yeah, so actually it's more, you know, so the other gentleman was right. I mean, we don't get enough omega-3s in our diet on a, as a typical American, but it's actually more so on the other side of the equation is we have way too many omega-6s and we become out of balance in that way.
Interesting. That's something I haven't heard before. And the omega-6, where do we get omega-6 from?
It's in everything. So we think we're eating healthier because we're eating chicken, but what is the chicken being fed? The chicken's probably being fed soybean because it's cheap and easy to grow.
Interesting. So it could be in just about anything we consume.
Absolutely. It's ubiquitous throughout our food supply, so you can't escape it. So I've looked at the other side of the equation. How do we plus up our omega-3s? It'd be great if we could decrease the omega-6s.
Mm-hmm. We have to raise our own chicken.
But we would have to change the way we eat and actually change the food supply of the country, and that's not going to happen.
Probably not. So we need to take some extra supplements. Now, if you want to get this product, which is, what is the name of it, the oil? It's CBD oil?
Well, the CBD oil that I like, there's two big companies out there, and then there's a bunch of little players all trying to get into the space. And the one company I work with and the one I really like, I know the people and I know their processes, is Plus CBD Oil, at PLUS, PlusCBDOil.com. You can get it in over 1,800 health food stores around the country, and you don't have to have a prescription. You can walk in and get it like any other nutritional supplement.
Now, what does it run for? Like, is it a small container?
Well, it comes in a variety of different ways. And I think when Plus CBD Oil came out with the soft gel, it's about the size of a small vitamin D capsule.
Okay.
That to me was a game changer because it was, you no longer you're messing with sprays or drops or liquids and pastes, which can have quite a unique, powerful flavor. And so when they came out with a soft gel, to me, that was a game changer just to make it so much more convenient to dose patients.
And so I'm sure there's people out there that are listening are going, well, how much does this cost? If somebody wanted to order some of that, what a container, I'm guessing there's different sizes, but how much would it cost for somebody to get that?
Well, it depends on how much you're buying, of course, and what's the brand and so on. But the gold soft gels from CB Sciences and their Plus CBD line, Plus CBD oil line, full retail can run upwards around $80 or so for 60 capsules, which is a 1 or 2 month supply, depending on how much you need to take. And you can often find it on discount and stores and online as well.
And I'm guessing there's some knockoffs, so you really got to be careful of what you go for, I guess, right?
Well, that's what I said. There's two big companies out there and a bunch of small little companies of everybody trying to get into the space. So I tend to go with the industry leaders, both in fish oil and in CBD oil, because there's a reason why they've been around as long as they have, and they're the industry leaders.
Is this something that you take yourself, you know, that you feel that is something you should take on a regular basis or from time to time?
I do take it on a regular basis, as well as my family. And so we've become big believers both in fish oil and CBD oil. And it's funny because I was taking it initially because I just wanted to, you know, if I'm going to have patient recommend it to patients, I wanted to know, you know, how it would make me feel. And I didn't think I was feeling that much of a difference. I would argue that maybe I'm in pretty good balance. But then I decided to do a little experiment on myself and stop taking it. And about 4 days into that, I found myself becoming a little bit more irritable, a little bit more less balanced. So I noticed more when I stopped taking it than when I had first started taking it.
So what do you think that, and this is probably a question that can't be answered, but what else do you think that this can do for people? It can help people with pain, right? It can help people with trauma issues, even emotional instability as far as that chemical imbalance. Those are the main things that it does for people?
Well, those are the main things. But I got to tell you, the thing that I found the absolute most with my patients has been for anxiety.
Mm.
It just works tremendous.
That's cool. It's good to have something that they can take and not be out of it. Like, it seems like we become this drugged up nation and we suppress it. And, you know, I think also, I don't know if you feel this way, because you said you've gone away from the pharmaceutical, but I really feel a good amount of what's causing problems for most of us are the emotions and that we hold on to, the energies, the negative energies that we hold on to seem to affect our health a lot. Do you feel that in any way, Dr. Lewis?
Well, I believe that as well. But I also believe that we've gotten so far away from a doing just the really basic things of good sleep hygiene, eating healthier, and exercising on a regular basis. We spend too much time sitting at a desk or in a car or, you know, doing other things, and we've become a much more sedentary society. And I think you combine that with the poor eating habits and the agricultural practices and the food supply. You know, and we could talk about, go back to concussions for a half a second. I really think we're seeing more concussions and worse outcomes because of our nutritional status.
Wow.
and principally with the too many omega-6s and not enough omega-3s.
Boy, that really is an interesting, you know, because I've been a fan of the NFL and football, and, you know, I played football at one time, not very well, mind you, but I liked playing it. And my nephew played, and he got a couple of concussions, and he was only a freshman. And I see more and more. It just seems like, now maybe they're reporting it more, but it just seems like this is like an epidemic level. And now that you draw that conclusion, because I was wondering, why is that? You know, why is it happening more? Are people just bigger, stronger, faster, hitting each other harder? And we don't have equipment that's...
Well, there's absolutely that. There, you know, so kids are bigger, stronger, faster. There's a lot more awareness, so people are more likely to report it now. So that's going to, of course, inflate the numbers to where they really should have been in the first place. But even on top of that, I still believe there's no way to prove me right, and there's no way to prove me wrong, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I really believe that because of our nutritional status as a society, we're more susceptible.
This is probably a reach, but do you think that maybe even there's a connection to Alzheimer's with all of this as well?
I do. You know, part of Alzheimer's, now I'm not an Alzheimer's expert or anywhere near that, but part of the issue of Alzheimer's is the collection of these abnormal proteins in our brains, and basically it clogs up the system and affects our memory as we get older. And part of that is it a production problem? Are these proteins being overproduced? And that may be an issue, or are they not being cleared out of our system through our natural lymphatic system, for example? And I think it's probably a combination of both, but I think it's partly, I believe that Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and a number of these diseases are actually the real origin of them is chronic inflammation that never gets resolved because of that underlying nutritional foundation.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that seems to make a lot of sense. Of course, what do I know? I'm just an announcer. But to me, I'm buying it. So if somebody wants to learn more about this, do you have a website that they can go to do you have your own website that can answer questions for that?
Well, I've got more than that. I've got I wrote a book about this whole subject, When Brains Collide, and you can get the book on Amazon or whenbrainscollide.com. I would point people towards my nonprofit website, which is really about educating people on this, and that is brainhealtheducation.org, at brainhealtheducation.org, and my practice website for consultations and new patients is braincare.center, not braincare.com, but braincare.center.
You know, it's fascinating to meet somebody that kind of sees things. I think more and more people I talk to are kind of going in the direction of trying to find a natural way. I see a kind of a resurgence in this country. People are, maybe not everybody, a lot of people maybe are conditioned to go take a medicine, and I'm not trying to run anybody down, but it's refreshing to talk to you, Dr. Lewis, to see that this has kind of been your journey and that you're dedicated to it. So thank you very much for being a part of it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think that we do acute care in this country incredibly well. I mean, you get hit by a car, the acute care that you'll receive is absolutely amazing. But where we could benefit more and maybe looking eastward and inward and otherwise is once you get through acute phase, what are you doing about the chronic pain? What are you doing about the chronic diseases? And lifestyle. It's really about lifestyle medicine, and we've got so much more we can improve there that I think can be that's where the future is in my mind.
I hope so too. I really do. Thank you so much for being. Anything else you want to tell me, Dr. Lewis?
No, I think we got a lot out today.
That's good. While you're driving too. That's awesome.
Well, I know. Sorry about that, but
No, I couldn't even tell.
We made it work.
Nobody must have been honking their horn at you, thank. Nobody was yelling at you. You weren't yelling at them. So the CBD is working. You're not even stressed while you're driving.
It is working. I'm on I-95, too. You know, the busiest road in the country. So.
Well, thank you so much. It was a real joy talking to you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Okay.